Hello. Kara's getting a little crazy. This is my door closing. It is pitch black out. I am headed down to the lake, and I thought I would take you with me. So we are here in New Hampshire. You can hear the little leaves. I just heard like some weird animal sound, so I don't know what that is. We are expecting 18 inches of snow tonight into tomorrow. And this is going to be extraordinary because we are out in the woods, my friends. I was inspired to come out here because it's time. I don't know what that sound is. It could be a fox. It could be a dog. I have no idea. I'm from Brooklyn, by the way, so this is all quite new to me. Anyway, I am walking down to the lake. I am, and maybe you are feeling it too, being called to just mix it up. Mix it up. Mix life up. Get a little crazy, right? Get out of your fixed patterns and the grooves that you've been living in. I mean, certainly the world is doing a lot of that for us, right? I mean, the world is making us shift and change. The world is making us wake up. The world is telling us, stop thinking things are going to go back to normal, because we know they're not. Okay, I'm just at the edge of the lake now. And I'm going to get out my phone because I want to read you a quote. Oh my God, this is kind of creepy. It's very dark here. Wow. Anyhow, all right, here we go. Give me a moment. I know there's a lot of different sounds, including the sound of the animal that I don't know what it is, but I think it is a fox. All right, here it goes. This is a quote from Rumi that I have loved secretly. Right, I feel like I can get myself up to going a little nutso and being a little courageous out there, but then I retract back into known, comfortable. Here goes. Run from what's comfortable. Forget safety. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. Rumi. It like frightens me to even read it because it feels like it is such a dare, right? Like when we were little kids and we played truth or dare. Run from what's comfortable. Run, because out on the edges of the comfort zone is where we come alive. Out on the edges of what we know what we're certain of, is where we wake up. It's where we step up and do extraordinary things. Forget safety. This is a scary one for me, right? I'm a mother hen. I like to be safe. And it's not to say go, you know, walk out on thin ice. But it does mean to not worry so much about everything being just so. Live where you fear to live. Whew, that's the scary one for me too. That's why I came out here in this dark, cold, very dark night with weird animal sounds around me to record this. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. How careful, right? I've written about this many years ago. Careful Kara. I used to call myself careful, cautious Kara. Always so careful to not ruffle feathers. Always so careful, right? The middle child, to not make anybody angry, to be liked. How about you? Do you feel that way? Destroy your reputation. How freeing would that be? And finally, be notorious. Be notorious. Be known for speaking your truth. Be known for offering up your unique expression. Be notorious. Thank you, Rumi. You have filled my heart once again, but this one really scares me out of my socks. I hope it stirs something in you too, because life is just way too short to play, to stay in our lanes, to be too careful, to not go a little wild out in the dark sky. I might have to start howling here. Oh, yes, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun in this chaos. Let's surprise ourselves. Why not? I can't wait to hear what you've done. Hey, don't forget to reach out to me. You know, I love hearing from you. Just email me or DM me on social media. Let's do this together. It's a lot more fun doing it together than alone. That's all I have for today, for this evening. I'm going back out into see what these animals are that are howling. And I thank you, as always. Grab the stuff in the show notes. Share this with a friend. Go out there and be notorious. Be well.